This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witt and it's Morning Devotions. Talking yesterday about maintaining a positive attitude, it's something that we talk a lot about, think about. Do you know that God actually says, yes, if you are glad, you've got a better chance of having a really good attitude? Because in Psalm 96.11 it says, tell the heavens and the earth, be glad and celebrate this day. Psalm 119.24, this day belongs to the Lord, so let's celebrate and be glad. So how do you feel today? Do you feel glad? Well, actually, gladness is contagious. And you think, well, how can I feel glad? I think if you hang out with happy people, you know that many happy people attend church, not a sad church or a fighting church, keep clear of those. But if you don't go to church, find a happy church where believers, they're just glad to get together and to share. Happy believers hang out in happy places. The psalmist said in Psalm 122, verse 1, it made me glad to hear them say, let's go to the house of the Lord. Happiness is something that also comes to those. What about the area of being gentle? Well, yes, it's one of the fruit of the Spirit that we read, but you'll be far more effective in your life for God if you choose to walk the road of gentleness. Someone said that only the weak are cruel. Gentleness can only be expected from the strong. So we're not talking about something weak here. Prove your strength through gentleness with others. Actually, the Bible says that God considers gentle people to be really special. It says in 1 Peter 3:4, be beautiful in your heart by being gentle and quiet. This kind of beauty will last, and God considers it very special. Mark Twain says, drag your thoughts away from your troubles by the ears, by the heels, or any other way that you can manage it. That's what Mark Twain said. And I think it certainly makes sense. Don't worry, because Jesus talked about this. He said, don't worry about having something to eat or wear. Life is far more than food or clothing. And he talked about the birds of the air. And he said that Solomon, in all his wealth, wasn't as well clothed as one of these flowers. So don't keep worrying, he said, about needing something to eat or drink. Only people, Jesus said, who don't know God are always worrying about these things, but your Father knows what you need. Put God's work first, and these things will be yours as well. That's from Luke 12:22-31. So when you choose not to worry, even when circumstances around you seem to say, yes, I'm going to worry, I think you've actually taken a very important step towards this attitude, having a positive attitude to life. Pray, yes. It was Martin Luther who used to say, you know, pray and let God worry. So prayer is that vital aspect of a Christian's life, and yet the reality is that so many of us spend so little time in prayer. Abraham Lincoln, the great president of the US, understood prayer. He said, I've been driven many times to my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go. So whatever happens, Paul said, keep thanking God because of Jesus Christ. This is what God wants you to do. Now, how do you actually thank God for the difficulties? Yes, I know that's a big ask. Are you appreciative of the uncomfortable circumstances of life? Well, if you belong to Jesus Christ, well, he will bless you with a peace. Paul talks about that in Philippians, a peace that no one can completely understand, because the peace of God will guard the way you think and feel. It's all about the focus, isn't it? The correct focus in life. What about taking responsibility for your own life? Many times complaining is just an attempt to blame another person for the problem. You know, if I brought on the problem, I need to own that. I'm the cause of it. Of course, this is something that we need to think back, and blaming other people. There's an interesting verse in Proverbs 19:3, which says, people ruin their lives by their own stupidity, so why does God always get the blame? Adam and Eve, they're into the blame game. So let's accept the responsibilities that we have in life and the choices that we make, and God, of course, can help. We thank you, Lord, that sometimes there are issues, but we just pray that you will lead us to the good thoughts as we focus on you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.